Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Let me say to you, church, whether you've been here and a part of Enjoy Church for 20 years, as some of you have been, or 20 minutes, this year, 2019, is a year that God is wanting to take you higher. Everyone say higher. Higher. All right, say higher. Higher. God wants to take you higher. He wants to take you higher. It's like some of you are like, man, I'm already high enough. That's not what I'm talking about. God wants to take you higher. God has got a plan. God has got a purpose. God has got, you think you've got a dream. Where did your dream come from? You think you've got desires. Where did those desires come from? Friends, you've got something, but God has got more. God wants to take you higher. Everyone say higher. Higher. On the day of Pentecost, 120 people stepped into the upper room that there suddenly may occur. Before the suddenly could occur, God had to take them literally, physically into a higher place. It has always been the heart of God that you be the head and not the tail. Above and not below. It's always been in the heart of God to take his people higher. Everyone say higher. Higher. Some of you are getting this word today. And it's like before you go home, hopefully it'll be in your spirit, God wants to take you higher. I did become so excited this week. You heard on church news today, how I was speaking to Christian Zusten, and Christian just in our conversation said to me, he goes, Pastor Shane, are you aware of how many great things have come out of the summits as the years have gone by? And then he just began to rattle them all off. He said people were called in the ministry and left their work and literally entered ministry on the other side of summits. And I'm like, are you for real? And he goes, yes, I'm one of those guys that literally had an encounter with God at summit, got up and walked away and left that career and started stepping into all that God had for him. And he began to talk about other people who have entered into businesses, been at summit. God has given them a God idea. As a result, they've launched out into their own businesses. He talked about all the people who have got pregnant on the other side of summits. Now, some of you are like, that is a reason not to come to summit. I get that. But for some who are desperate for a child, I got to tell you, when something of the Holy Spirit overshadows them in the presence of God, and then they go home and whatever... I'm not a doctor, so I don't understand these things. But when they go home and then they get pregnant and it's like, to God be the glory. Here's my thinking. I get excited when I hear all these stories that he was... But I got to tell you, it's not so much summit that I get excited about. It's the opportunity to get higher and closer into the presence of God that we might have an encounter with God. I got to tell you, I'm so excited, not just for Summit, but for all the opportunities that we have this year to step into the presence of God, that he might take us higher. Everyone say higher. Higher. Friends, I tell you the truth, God wants to take you higher. That's all those Summit experiences are. By chance, that's why they're called Summit. It's called Summit. Because we really do believe at the beginning of the year that God wants to take us to a higher place that we might hear his voice and step into all that he's got for us in the year that lies ahead. So his excitement became my excitement. And friends, I want to tell you today, God wants to take you higher. Now, Psalm chapter 3, verse 1, from verse 1 says, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, how many of your adversaries is enemies. Oh Lord, how my enemies have increased. What a joyous Christmas it has been. We come back into 2019 and I had 10 enemies. Now I've got 362. How my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. How many of you know that's true? If you're a believer living a believer's life, you'll have many people pointing a finger at you and saying exactly the same thing. There is no chance for them. There is no hope for them at all in God. Then comes this great word, Selah. How many of you know what the word Selah means? Give me a wave if you know what it means. All right, so let's just read. So I'll read it like this. All right. So, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Selah. That means, like, let's just take a moment and have a musical interlude. Some of you are like, are you for real? For real. Let's just take a moment and ponder that. Think about that. It's like the enemy is coming against us and the enemies are rising up against us and they're saying, there is no hope for us in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. As we step into 2019, many of us can identify with David's psalm. There's no doubt about that. We have adversaries, we have challenges, we have trouble, and an ever-increasing list of situations that require God to come through for us. Has anyone else stepped into this year and it's like, Lord, I need you to come through. I need you to come through. Lord, I got this enemy. I got this adversary. I got this situation. I got this circumstance. I got all this stuff going on, Lord, and I need you to come through. Lord, I need you to show yourself true. I need you to be true to your word. I need you to step up and step in like you said you would. For many of us today, this is the reality. We require God to come through. Our enemies laugh at us. Our families ridicule us. Our competitors are looking to take us out. But Lord, oh Lord, you are a shield about me. How many of you know the Lord, he wants to be your shield. He wants to be your covering. He wants to be your protector and he wants to be your provider. You see what you can see, but you don't see what you can't see. How many of you know this is true for most of us? You see what you can see, but you don't see what you can't see. What do I mean by that? Friends, I want to say to you today that the unseen, in the unseen, there is a greater reality than what you're probably aware of. God's got you covered. He wants to take you higher and higher and higher. So often we are looking at the here and now. We are looking at the temporary rather than the eternal. We're looking at the instant and the situations that are literally on our doorstep. But God would have us lift our eyes to a higher place that we might see him in all of his glory, that we might be aware that God is for us. God is going to protect us. God is going to cover us. He's got you. He's got me. He's got us. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Remember when Elisha's servant went out early in the morning? And so they get up and he steps outside and he realizes in that moment that a great army had circled the whole city. I don't know about you. He's a young servant. He's not the man of God. He's serving the man of God. He wants to be a good servant. He steps out and he's confronted with realities. The realities were real realities. There was a great army that had now surrounded the city and was literally going to take them out if they had their way. So the young man, he goes to the man of God and he says to the man of God, you know, this is what's going on, and he's freaking. Anyone here freaking? You know what I'm talking about. It's like, ah! He's thinking he's going to go down. But the man of God in 2 Kings 6:17 prays. It says here, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Now, help a brother out. I thought he could see. That was a problem. Because he walked outside and he saw the great army. And then he went back inside and he's freaking because there's a great army. He saw the great army. Yet the man of God is praying, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. I thought he could see. He can see. But now he needs to see something else. He needs to see something different. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So yes, the enemy was great, but our God was greater. The enemy was large, but God is larger. Yes, that army is real, but his army is realer. The unseen is more real than the seen. The unseen has more power when we put our faith in God than what we see before our eyes today. Psalm chapter 3. How many of you know God wants to take you higher? Everyone say higher. Friends, in all our locations, say God wants to take you higher. Doesn't matter what you're facing, what we're facing. As in, we serve the same God. He is our God and he does not change. He wants to take us higher. Psalm 3, verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory. Everyone say, my glory. My glory. You, O Lord, are a shield about me. How many of you know he wants to be your protector and your provider? You are my glory. I love this term. You are my glory. I don't have a glory of my own. I've only got his glory. I want to bask in his glory. I want to walk in his glory. I want to live in his glory. I want to dwell in his glory. Some of you need to understand that God is not poor when it comes to glory. God is not poor when it comes to anything. And it's like, yes, we have our challenges and we have our obstacles, but if we will look to him, not only will he be our provider and our protector and our covering and our shield, but now he's going to be our glory. His glory is going to come upon us. My glory and the one who lifts my head. What does he do? He lifts my head. God wants to lift up your head. He wants to lift you up. I love the verse that talks about when the Lord reaches down and takes us out of the miry clay and he crowns us with love and compassion. How many of you know you don't put a crown on your shoulder? You don't put a crown on your leg. You put a crown on your head. He wants to put a crown upon you. He wants to redeem your thinking. He wants to redeem your vision. He wants to redeem your speech. He wants to take it and make it his and make it the way it's meant to be. May it's meant to be. He wants to lift your head. Now, one might ask, and it's probably a fair question, one might ask, why does the Lord want to lift our head and not our hearts? Because so much of the kingdom of God is really about the heart. In fact, it's all about the heart, but it seems to me it's all about the heart and also about the head. So, well, why is it the Lord wants to lift our head, but not necessarily our heart? I'm not saying he doesn't want to, but in the scripture, it's clear he wants to lift our head. Well, why is that so? Romans 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So with the heart we believe and we are made righteous. With the mouth we confess and we are saved. I've taken this verse from Romans simply because it gives some great insight into why the Lord wants to be the lifter of our heads. Not just our hearts, but he wants to lift our heads. A person is made righteous. Just so you know what we're talking about, if you're new to Christ, new to the kingdom, when we're talking about being made righteous, we're just talking about being made right with God. You'll never be made righteous without the righteousness of Christ. So you're made righteousness, made right with God because of the righteousness that comes in Christ. And we receive that righteousness because of what we believe. A person is made righteous because of what they believe in the realm of their heart, but they are saved as a result of what's happening in the realm of their head. How many of you know you've got a heart and you've got a head? Anyone got a head? How many of you want to get ahead in life? Moving right along. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is when David cuts off the head of the giant and he's running around town with it. It's like, look what I got. Anyway, move right on. I just think it's a funny sight, running all over town. Look at that. Yeah, yeah. Let me introduce you to my friend. It's not good. Where am I? Realm of the head. That's where I was. We are made righteous because of what we believe in our heart, but we are saved because of what we speak and what's happening in the realm of our head. Now that you belong to Christ, because of what you believe in your heart, you are made righteous with God. Now that you are made right with God, Jesus, he wants to lift your head higher. Because now you're his child, and it's like, okay, now I need to lift you so that you can begin to think differently, begin to speak differently, begin to see differently. So we're made right with God. We become a child of God because of what we believe in here. But then it's like, now I'm going to lift your head up. Now I'm going to let you begin to see what you've never seen, hear what you've never heard, speak what you've never spoken, dream what you've never dreamt. God wants to take us now into this place where we might experience, where our whole life might experience the salvation of God. It's great to be saved and on our way to heaven, but I'm sure most of us here want all of our life to experience the salvation of God. We want our marriages to experience the salvation of God, our families to experience the salvation of God, our dreams, our businesses, our ministries, whatever it may be. We believe with our hearts and receive righteousness. We speak with our mouths and receive salvation. So the key now is to let the one who has redeemed you through what you believe in your heart redeem your mind, eyes, mouth as well by allowing him to lift your head. As we step into 2019, I believe for you that you're going to receive many suddenlies, but your suddenlies probably aren't just going to occur. They're going to occur on the other side of you allowing God to take you higher. He wants to take you higher. He wants to take everything about the way you think, speak, hear, see. He wants to take it all higher into another realm where you might receive everything that God has got for you. Church, the fullness of your lives, of your relationships, your ambitions, your dreams will never go to the higher place you desire until your head goes there. You got to go there. You got to begin to see it in the Spirit. Think it in the Spirit. Believe it in the Spirit. You got to go there. You got to begin to see what you've never seen. Dream what you've never dreamed. And some of you are like, I dared to dream once, but it didn't work out, so I'm never going to dream again. I dared to speak it out once, but it didn't happen, so I'm never going to speak it out again. Friends, don't allow the enemy to cut you off at the legs. Don't allow it. Allow Jesus now to come along and lift up your head. Lift up your head. Lift up your head that you might begin to see what you've never seen, speak what you've never spoken, hear what you've never heard, dream what you've never dreamt. Salvation comes by our ability to think, see, and speak in accordance with his glory. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, as the worship team come. Listen to this. And that you be renewed, everyone say renewed, in the spirit of your mind. And that you be renewed. Why does the Lord want to lift our heads? Because he wants us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. How many of you know your mind has a spirit? I know my mind has a spirit because my mind has a mind of its own. How many of you have got a mind of its own? You come to church on Sunday, you hear the word of God, you amen, you hallelujah, but then on Tuesday morning when it's put to the test, it seems to resort back to where you have lived for the last 182 years or whatever the case may be. It's like my mind, it's almost like it does need to be renewed. I don't just need a new thought. I need to take the hard drive and wipe it clean and start again. I need to renew my mind in the Word of God every day. I don't know whether you do the 1 year Bible or you got a Bible plan. I'd encourage you every day, just do something every day. In the Word, every day. It'll come alive. You know, I don't think most Christians actually have an issue reading the Bible. I think their issue is getting to read the Bible. You know what I mean by that? When they sit there, they love it. And then it's like, you want to believe what God said to me? And it's like, I hear it all the time, but it's getting there. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I want another slice of apple pie and watch the tennis. As I hit record, come back in half an hour. It'll still be there. Hey, did the Australian boy win last night? Praise the Lord. All right, let's move on. We've got to get into the Word. I was thinking something schmucky about a French person, but that's another story. Because he was French, wasn't he, the guy that we're playing? Who cares? All right, so let's move on. But we need to renew our mind. We've got to keep going back to the Word. But how many of you know this is not the only place where you can have your mind renewed? Some of you need to get and just have coffee with more spiritual people than you are. Now, when I say spiritual, I'm not talking about wings and people who walk on water. I'm just talking about people who have an understanding of the word, who love Jesus. I had dinner with this beautiful couple on Friday night. What a joyous time it was, just talking about Jesus all night long. I went home, like I was 6'8". I was nearly as tall as your sons when I walked home, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm taller. How many of you know you'll get higher, you'll go higher in your thinking when you hang around the right brothers and sisters? So it's about being in the Word. It's about being with the right company. It's about what you listen to. If you listen to AC/DC all the time, it's not going to encourage your spirit. Whatever. So you can't do that. You've got to be, as in, get some of this enjoy worship going, brother. Yeah, tomorrow on the golf course when I beat you again. It's going to be a great year, praise God. So when it comes to what are you listening to? What are you watching all the time? You can't be all the time in the wrong places and expect to end up in the right place. You can't be all the time down there with the chickens if you want to soar with the eagles. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had a tiger analogy, but I don't. I've got eagles. But anyway, whatever. So we've got to renew our minds. Can I encourage you? Make a decision right here, right now. I'm going higher with Jesus this year. I'm going to renew my mind. This is what happens. You begin to do this. All of a sudden, you're going to begin to have thoughts that are not your thoughts. You're going to begin to think about things like you've never thought about things before. We never thought about doing one campus, two campuses, three, four. We never thought about Hobart, Osaka, Grand Junction. Where did those thoughts all of a sudden come from? It's because we're just day after day renewing our mind, renewing. And then all of a sudden, we have this thought, but it's not our thought. What is God going to drop into your heart, into your thinking, into your heart this year, into your thinking? What new thoughts are going to come your way? The creativity of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, I promise you. As you persist and commit to renewing your mind in the presence of God, in the things of God, I promise you, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're going to begin to think new things. You're going to have God drops, just God thought, just drops, dropping in. What was that? Oh, I had this thought. How many times over the years have we spoken to people and they just say to us, I was thinking the other day, probably a God thought. All of the best things that, I can't necessarily say many of the things that have happened around here, the Lord stood at the end of my bed and said, Shane, wake up, for I have the waters for you. I think I spat on you, brother, sorry. But, you know, I say, it doesn't usually happen like that. It's like I'm usually in the shower or I'm driving down the road and Georgie's talking and I'm not listening and then, pow, I had a God thought. You know what I'm saying? It's like, am I allowed to be that real? I'm not too sure. As in, I'd like to say I'd like to be that husband that always listens to my wife, but whatever. Most of the time, Psalm chapter 63 from verse 2 says, I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better to me than life itself. How I praise you. Looking into the mysteries of God, what is it that you gaze upon? What are you looking upon? What are you seeing? When you close your eyes, what do you see? When you're daydreaming, when you're thinking about God, what are you looking upon? What are you gazing upon? Can I encourage you to look into the mysteries of God? Look into the mysteries of God. You know what I think is a mystery? I think you guys are a mystery. I do. You agree? I think a man and a woman living together in perfect harmony is a mystery. You say, should you be talking like that? I actually do. They're completely opposite. I don't know if you've noticed. They're completely opposite, not just in gender, but in the way we think. And that's the mystery of it. That's what makes it beautiful. You know what I love about marriage? It's God's idea. And when it's in God, it's beautiful. Some people don't do marriage well and they don't. They just do what they've seen other people do and it doesn't go. And it's like, yeah, don't be all the time looking out there for at bad examples and then bringing that example into your world. but gaze upon the mysteries of God. Gaze into His power, into His glory. When it comes to your marriage, can I encourage you, look to people who are doing marriage really well. Sit with them and ask them, how do you guys navigate this? And how do you guys navigate that? Look into these things and have a deep desire to gaze upon them and wonder. When it comes to family life, can I encourage you, if you've got young children and you're wondering, how do we raise our children and have them in the house of the Lord? Find people that have already gone the journey and sit with them and talk with them and gaze upon it. Watch the way parents speak to their children. Watch the way children speak to their parents. And then begin to learn about it and grow on it. Gaze into it. Look upon it. Look into His glory. Look into His eyes. Now, I promise you this, you look into the eyes of Jesus, when you walk away, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. You say, well, you mean when? Anytime you look into the eyes of Jesus, when you get that close that you can see Him face to face, you will never be the same. Gaze upon His glory. Let him begin to change the way you see things. How do you see things? I'm always interested in how people see things. I'm always intrigued and sometimes disturbed, but sometimes delighted. And the way they see it, you know why they, because when I hear what they see, I see the scriptures. I hear the scriptures. They're telling me, I'm believing for this, for my marriage. I'm believing for my family. I'm believing for my business. I'm believing for my finances. I'm believing for my ministry. It's like I can hear an echo, 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 echo. It's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. James chapter 3, verse 2. We all make many mistakes, but those who control their tongues can also control themselves in every other way. What a statement. In every other way. Not just in some other ways, but in every other way. Just like my mind has a mind of its own, so does my tongue. Sometimes my tongue goes crazy. Anyone else got a tongue like that? No, just me. Sometimes my tongue sort of does these little dance moves and it's like, what the heck was that? Why did I say that? Then I need to meet people in my office and apologize to them. What's a go with that? Why did I say that? Why do I say that to Georgie? Why did I say that to Madison? Why did I say that to you? I don't know what I said, but I'm sure I said something. How many of you know if you talk a lot, there's a bigger chance you're going to say more stuff? The more you talk, the more opportunity you've got to go wrong. Don't blame me. You put me up here. But his tongue is awesome. Oh, I wonder if we just use our tongue for blessing. Oh, I wonder if we just use our tongue to speak the promises of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, the blessing of God. Oh, I wonder if we made a decision, I'm not going to let my little tongue do the tongue dance anymore. And said, I'm not going to let it have a mind of its own and go off and say stupid stuff. But I'm really going to try and bring it in. I'm going to try and put a bridle on it. Maybe put a centurion over my mouth like the Bible talks. Zip it until I get the word of God. And then I'll speak, then I'll be quiet. I reckon for me, I'd only probably get 3 words out a week. You know what I'm saying? Because at the moment, I wonder if I pulled it back. I wonder if it would then begin to speak what I'm beginning to think because my mind is being renewed. And now there's a correlation between what I'm reading and thinking and speaking and what I'm reading and seeing and speaking. I wonder if I was to do this, if at the end of 2019, my world would be different. You know what I believe? I believe it would be. I'm believing for all of you. I'm believing for me. I'm believing for us that our worlds are going to go higher. Our lives are going to go higher. I'm believing for you and I'm believing for yours. I'm believing for us together. I'm believing God wants to protect you. I believe God wants to share His glory with you. He wants His glory to come upon you. He wants to be your shield and your protector and your provider. He wants to pour out His glory upon you. I believe He wants to be the lifter of your head. The lifter of your head. I really do. I believe He wants to lift up your head that you might begin to think like He thinks, see like He sees, dream, speaks, hears. I believe He wants to take you into another place. Can I pray for you before I go? Is that okay? I'm going to step out. I just want you to lay hold of this word. I feel like I could say, thus saith the Lord. because that's like old school prophecy. For those of you who don't know, that are under 18 years of age, old school prophecy. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord saith, verily, 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 yea. Praise God. I reckon I could get one or two of those out. I'm not going to say yea, verily, 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 yea. But this is what I will say to you and to all those that are in our other locations today. I believe this word, as much as it's a word of encouragement, it's actually a prophetic word. And I believe for men and women in this place, if you would hear the word of the Lord today, you would embrace it, imbibe it. You would actually take it to heart and understand that the Lord is wanting to lift my head. He's wanting to be my protector and my provider. He wants to be my shield. He wants to share his glory with me. But he also, he's just saying, please let me lift up your head. Come into my presence and renew your mind. Come into my presence and renew your mind. He really wants to take us into a place where we might begin to see the mysteries that he's got for us, the glory and the wonder and splendor, all things beautiful that he has for us. He really wants us to then begin to speak it out. Speak it out over your own life. Speak it out over your marriage, over your children, over your businesses, over everything that is near and dear to you. Speak it out. And you watch what God is going to do. I love the fact that I'm not God. You're probably saying, we love that too. I love the fact that I'm not God because I don't have to prove his word true. Only God can prove his word true. It's what I know about faith. Faith unlocks heaven. Faith brings heaven to earth. Faith. I love the fact that when we step in by faith and say, Lord, I need you to do this, he'll turn up. He'll come through. He'll be true to his word. And then we all get to stand back and say, praise be to God for the good things he has done. And everybody said, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters today. I thank you so much for this congregation. Thank you so much for the locations that make up Enjoy Church. Lord, whether we be here in the West or whether we be here in Victoria, in Tasmania, Osaka, Grand Junction, wherever it is that we be today, I pray, Almighty God, pour out your Spirit upon us. We hunger for you and we thirst for you. We long for you, Almighty God. Lord, we say, come by the power of your Spirit. Lord, as we step into this year, we ask you, lift up our heads. Lift up our heads. Lord, we know that you will be our shield. We know, Lord God, you want to pour out your glory upon us. We ask you, Almighty God, lift up our heads. Lord, as we step into the place where we might renew our minds, where we might gaze upon your glory, where we might utter the promises of God, I pray, Almighty God, we would see your kingdom come. I pray, Lord God, for all the asks that have been laid up in the last 12 months. May they suddenly become our realities in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, I pray, lift us higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. We ask all these things in your precious name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, church. Have a great day.